to make the largest impact, impacting the most people, you need to learn persuasion. You need to learn how to manage your energy in the sales conversations and prospecting conversations. Many of you have seen this, but repetition is the key for you. And I saw, I believe it was Nike, it was great, and it said, amateurs practice until they get it right. Professionals practice until they cannot get it wrong. Note the difference. Do you every once in a while on a blue moon handle the prospecting conversation correctly? Or is it without fail, no matter what they throw at you, you know exactly what the next move is? You know exactly how to handle it. Well, a professional practices until they can't get it wrong. And so this is, you know, what we call our closing blueprint. For those of you in RankMakers, it's right in your back office. For those not in RankMakers, I've asked our staff where you can buy it. But we're going to teach it here. So just learn it. First of all, so important. Point to a tool. So important. And could be different, right? Some of you, maybe your tool is a home meeting. Maybe it is a hotel meeting. Maybe it's a sizzle call. Maybe it's a magazine. Maybe it's a CD. Maybe it's a VHS tape. Anyone? No? Blu-ray, cassette, 8-track. I don't know. But it's something that isn't you explaining it in a, unless it's a recording of you. I mean, that could be it. It could be you having recorded the presentation or something like that. But the most important thing is for it, it's a tool that you can point to that other people can also point to. Okay? That's what's important. If it's just your conversation that isn't recorded, then that's not very duplicatable. I'm just letting you know. It's not. If it's like, okay, let me tell you all about this presentation, you know, this opportunity or this product or this service, and you go into your great pitch because you're amazing, that's just not very duplicatable. What are they going to do? It's not recorded. You brought them in through your charisma and your ability to speak and persuade. That's not very duplicatable. But if you say, hey, all I do is I point people to this. That's all I do. Some people join, some don't. That's all I do. Point them here. Your mission, and you'll hear more about this when we talk about duplication later today, is people need to believe that they can do what you do. It's your number one mission. And you may think that it's to pump up the fast track. You know, it's to make the kit awesome. That's my job, right? No. It's to get them to believe that they can do what you are doing. And, you know, at one of our mastermind retreats, Jeff said it, you know, perfectly. He said, I don't sell the burger, I sell the franchise. He said, I've never sold a burger. Now, that may be different for people. Some people lead with the product, some people do not. That's your call. Either works if done consistently. But pointing to the tool. Now, this, you may not recognize it, but is a great time management saver. It's awesome. Because guess what? If they won't watch the video, or they won't go and, you know, use the tool, whatever that is, or attend the event, I don't have to spend much time with them. What am I going to do? They haven't watched the video. So it's a great time saver, not just by saving you time of talking to people that you probably shouldn't be, because if they haven't watched the video, then you shouldn't try to close them, just my opinion. Stop chasing the transaction and start chasing the empire. So if they haven't watched the video, if they haven't gone through the tool, if they haven't listened to the audio or whatever it is that you use, then I'm just not going to spend a whole lot of time with them. I may try to get them to actually watch the video or you know, go do the thing, whatever, but I'm just not going to spend a ton of time with them, because step one is get them to do that. And I know we are going to talk about prospecting, so, you know, not in this session, but we will talk about it. So if you don't know how to reach out, we'll help you out with that. So one of the questions that I always liked is, what'd you like about what you saw? Now, if I have advanced knowledge of how they operate and how they communicate, I could actually change that word, okay? And, you know, won't get too complicated on you here. And if we can leave, we might want to leave this up. on the screen a little bit more. But so if I'm talking to somebody and they say, you know, hey, I hear what you're saying. It sounds to me like it's blah, 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 blah. Well, then I know they're an auditory communicator. Some of y'all didn't catch that. They said, I hear what you're saying, and it sounds to me like, okay? So I actually wouldn't say, what'd you like about what you saw? I'd say, well, what did you hear that really resonated with you? Does that make sense? Now, don't worry if this is a little much. Stick with what'd you like about what you saw, because that's going to work for more people. More people are visual than any other category. But if I happen to know that they're a different communicator, if they say, you know, I'd really like to wrap my arms around this, and would you be willing to, you know, take me by the hand and show me what to do, okay, I know that they're a physical communicator. So I'll use different language. I may say, I'm sure that video really touched you. What was the most powerful thing that you got from it? Or what was the most powerful thing that you grasped? Physical kind of words. And again, if this is too much, just say, what'd you like about what you saw? Because that'll work most times. Okay? So what'd you like about what you saw? Well, what if they're negative? See, some people, if they're not trained on closing, if someone is negative about their tool, like, they were negative. They talk to another person, they were negative. They talk to another person, they were negative. They're like, tool sucks. Need new video. And by the way, there's people in the organization recruiting hundreds of people. Video sucks. Everyone, doesn't work in Cleveland. Well, I'm in Detroit, doesn't work. If you notice, anyone struggling in any city, that's the city it doesn't work in. And you know how I can easily point out that this isn't the case? Kind of stings them a little bit sometimes. I gotta feel this, I won't always say this. But if someone says, yeah, man, this thing just doesn't work in England, man. England, tight with their money, man. They don't go for the hype. I've heard that. You ever heard that? Right? Doesn't work over there. And I'll just say, okay, cool. I'm just curious. If I flew there, you think I could do it? Oh, yeah. Of course you could. So it means you could do. I would go there. I would point people to a tool. I'd collect a decision, and I would build. Right? That means you can too. It's interesting to me. And they'll respond, oh, yeah, if you went there. Okay, then it's about how you show up, not the tools, what you're saying, or the country. And I'll let it sink in. They're like, yeah. Yeah. Right? So you can do this in your area, I promise you. Or, obviously, you can go to social media and do it. But I recruited a lot of people, man, that were negative about the video. Hated it. Hated the video. Video sucks, wasted my time, still got them on board. So I always put on a little acting show for them. So if I'm talking to someone, they say, I don't care if I've heard it the last 1,100 prospects. I don't care if every single human being I ever show that damn video to says it sucks. I'm going to act surprised. I'll say, whoa, now wait a minute, let me make sure you watch the right video. Yeah, the one with the, yeah, huh. Now, I may have heard it 1,100 times in a row. Literally, every single human I talk to, sucks. Really? Wait, you watched the right video, right? You didn't get one of them YouTube ads, something weird, talking about Flonase or something? You watched the right video, right? Yeah. See, now I've created doubt in them, 9 times out of 10. They're like, man, he's acting as if no one has ever not like the video. Maybe there's something weird with me. Put on a little act. Well, I'm just curious. You took time out of your precious, you know, your busy schedule. I know how busy you are. What were you hoping to see? What were you hoping to see? Why did you agree to going? Why did you agree to going to the event? Why did you agree to watching the video? I'm just curious. What were you hoping to see? Not one time, not once. I would kind of like for this to happen because it would at least be fun to talk about. But not one time has someone responded with something that the opportunity, product, or service couldn't actually help with. Not one time. Well, you know what? One of my arms was blown off in the war. I was hoping it would grow it back. Can't do that. That's a little strange, but okay. Not one time. They'll say things like, well, I was hoping to build this as a single person. I was hoping to build this part-time. I was hoping that I didn't have to, you know, have a background in sales. I was hoping that, you know, at my age, I could still do it. Not one time have they said something that couldn't be accomplished, that was just outrageous. Not one time. And so I just say, oh, well, you know, actually, now the best way to handle these is with stories, if you have them. This is why we encourage you to go to your company events, learn the stories. I mean, literally, if you just paid attention during recognition, you'd get your money's worth. Just pay attention. Who is that stay-at-home mom? Who is that bus driver? Who is that construction worker? And just pay attention to recognition, you're armed to the teeth. If you just did that, now everyone goes for the skills. I need new skills. I'm not showing up, I'm not doing the work, but I need skills so I can more artfully not do the work, more smartly not show up. Huh? I'm a really educated not shower upper. That's me. Really smart. I'm studied up, man. How many people you reach out to? Well, I'm still studying. All right, okay, got it. But if you pay attention to the recognition and you find out the person that was homeless, that showed up, showed the video, got their first home, rented their first place. You know, one of the most powerful things for me, I've shared this many times, is went to a company event and a person crosses the stage at $100,000 a year, gives acceptance speech in sign language. Right? You were there, Caesar, right? Remember that? His team is called Deaf Nation. I'm not joking. They're all born deaf. Here he was, 100,000 a year. You ever had a tough conversation on the phone? Well, he hasn't. What the hell's the excuse? You see what I mean? It's level of hunger, not location, not even level of knowledge. It's level of hunger. How hungry are you? You're either going to be hungry and show up when you don't feel like it, or you're not. He was hungry. He's inspiring people all over the world, including me. You learn that story. I mean, just imagine. Imagine someone telling you, you know, yeah, you know, I'm just not very good at these things, and, oh, man, I just don't think I could do it. Yeah, I understand. I understand, you know. Just at the company event, the guy across the stage is born deaf, making $100,000 a year, but, yeah, it's not for everybody. See what I mean? That just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. And so whatever it is that they say, I'll listen and I'll confirm, you know what? Actually, there's a lot of single people doing this. Actually, there's a lot of married couples doing this. Actually, there's a lot of people, you know, past 50 doing this. There's a lot of people that do this part-time. In fact, most people start it part-time. Okay? There's something they may not have understood from the video that you asking for clarification versus get defensive.
You can find more great marketing, prospecting, and recruiting tips just like these over at rayhigdon.com. And remember,